Win stacks of cash by entering the 150K Crack the Code giveaway, brought to you by your local paper, now through July 14th. Look for the code on page A2. Then visit 150kgiveaway.com and submit your entry. You could win the grand prize of $100,000. Grab the paper every day. Get the code on page 2A and improve your chances to win tons of weekly cash prizes. Visit 150kgiveaway.com for details.
From the newsroom of the Oklahoman, I'm Ben Felder, and this is The Source. The number of domestic-related 911 calls last year in Oklahoma City was more than 32,000. The Oklahoma City Family Justice Center, Palomar, opened in 2017 and offers supportive care for some victims of domestic violence by bringing a variety of agencies together under one roof to provide comprehensive services. The organization gave a presentation to the City Council on Tuesday for how it would use the next round of MAPS funding to expand its program, if it was included. Darla Slipke was at City Hall for the presentation. And Darla, first, before we talk about Tuesday's presentation, give us a little bit more details on what exactly Palomar is.
Yes, so Palomar, as you mentioned, Ben, it brings together a variety of agencies under one roof so that they can provide comprehensive services for victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, stalking, human trafficking, and elder abuse, and also children of the survivors who visit the center. So it brings together different agencies who can work together. It's a one-stop location where victims can go to get a variety of services rather than having to visit different agencies, different offices throughout the city.
Yeah, and one thing in your story, kind of talking about some of the things they do that struck me is that, you know, this is a center that it's for many of these women and these children that are going through this, maybe the worst night of their life, and it provides a setting other than maybe the lobby of a police station or an interview room that feels a little bit more like home, a little bit more comfortable for children and a mom to be able to maybe to talk with law enforcement or talk with other service providers about what they need.
Absolutely, yes, and it's victim confidentiality is important as well. So victims can go there, they meet with a navigator or an advocate who can walk them through all the services that are available, can help them with whatever their needs may be, whether it's finding shelter or escaping a relationship, finding a safe place for a mom or her children to go, for elderly victims of abuse seeking services. They have a room where children can go to play while the parent can meet with an advocate. So it gives them that as well.
Yeah, and it sounds like you know, that this is a successful program. That I mean, obviously, very much needed. And this facility that right now is located in the Midtown neighborhood is looks, by all accounts, is able to grow. If it could grow, it would grow. That the need is greater than what maybe they're being able to provide right now.
Yes, they are. They are outgrowing the space that they have. They're seeing an increase in clients seeking their services, but they've said they've seen success in the several years that in the 2 years they've been open, but they have a need for more space and would like to be able to expand the services that they're offering to the community in a larger permanent facility.
Yeah. Well, the City Council right now is reviewing potential projects to add to the next round of MAPS funding through the sales tax that the city has had for the last couple of decades. And traditionally, MAPS has funded large-scale capital projects, arenas, convention centers, a park, a streetcar, those kind of things. This year's MAPS seems to be a little different. There's a kind of a more of a focus on neighborhoods and community. I know there's a presentation today on biking infrastructure. There's going to be presentations on maybe some ways to boost parks and other kind of livability aspects. So you were there this morning for the presentation from Palomar. Any sense from the council on whether or not they were moved from this presentation and whether or not it might be included in the next MAPS election, which looks like it'll be in December?
Council members, a number of council members voiced their support for the work that Palomar does, and which seemed encouraging from Palomar's perspective. They thanked the representatives from the organization for the work that they're doing. Councilman James Cooper talked about violence in his family growing up and spoke about the critical nature of the work that Palomar is doing. So there definitely seemed to be a lot of support from council members, and they also had a lot of support from people in the community. They had dozens of people there wearing purple shirts in support of Palomar, who really packed the council chambers for their presentation. So it seems like there's a lot of community support behind their efforts as well.
Yeah. And finally, what specifically is Palomar proposing or asking for, so to speak? I mean, how much and what would they like to do with that money?
They are requesting funding to build a permanent facility to serve as home for their organization. They're looking at building an 80,000 square foot building, which would increase their capacity by about two-thirds, they said. They have just presented kind of preliminary plans, but at this point they presented two cost proposals to the council. If they were to stay near their current location in Midtown, they were estimating it would cost about $37 million to design, build, and furnish that new facility. They have a business owner who is interested in donating some land near their current location in Midtown for that, and they'd be able to share a parking structure. If they were to build the new facility somewhere else in the city, they're estimating it would cost about $43 million, and that additional cost would include the land acquisition and parking.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be fascinating to watch this process for the city council over the next several weeks as they review a variety of projects to include in the next MAPS proposal. The first one that they heard from was from Palomar, and Darla, thanks so much for walking us through that.
Thanks for having me.